In Kabbalah 1, in one of the classes, one of the students asks a question about discovering more and more tikkun. As you go deeper into discovering your own personal tikkun, what's that look like? And to that end, where are you in your stage?
So, good question. Something we'll learn is first to realize the Creator will never give you more than you can handle. Even though sometimes it feels like we're overwhelmed, in the class that we have about stress, stress is really just more light coming in than you could handle prior. So the light's trying to come in. We haven't let the light in yet, so we feel stress and we feel pressure. That's around the time where we start to see our garbage. When we see our negativity, that's an indication that the light's actually trying to come in. So what will happen is a couple things will be revealed to us, but it will be revealed deeper and deeper. So one of the things someone might experience when they're starting to really dig deep and find their tikkun is they'll notice they're making a lot of stupid mistakes. They'll notice they're making the same mistake over and over again. Why? It's because the Creator is trying to highlight for them and almost like make them disgusted with that form of tikkun and reactive behavior. So imagine a person is jealous and they want to get rid of it. They're starting to notice that they have jealousy. So the Creator will keep sending them scenarios that will make them jealous more and more and more to the point where they're so disgusted with that jealousy and they realize it doesn't serve them anymore and they authentically just let it go. So part of the process of finding our tikkun and eventually letting it go, the Kabbalists share, is we see more and more of it. It might be through repetitive mistakes we make, but eventually it takes us to that point that we let it go. Most people, when they're really about to make a breakthrough or really about to change, they trip at the finish line. They escape back to instant gratification. It's an amazing trick of the opponent. So we're going to learn how to just run through that finish line and be done with a certain aspect of our tikkun to fully transform.
Are you avoiding about you?
Oh, you're asking about myself. Asking about myself personally.
Yeah, what is it?
I think what's interesting is there's always another layer, right? Another layer that you find about yourself. And I can tell you that people who knew me, you know, 15 years ago, or even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, they may not recognize me today because there's a constant evolving transformation, which is also important in relationships. If it's between me and my wife, you know, what we've learned that creates excitement in a relationship is constantly evolving and transforming your negativity. What's exciting, truly, like real excitement? It's someone who's always evolving, always changing, and not for the worse. Changing towards becoming a more loving human being, a more sensitive human being, a more certain human being. That kind of a person becomes more pleasant to be around. So I know for myself, gradually every year, finding new fears, better ways of doing things, more sensitive ways of doing things, more compassionate ways of doing things, more sharing, higher levels of sharing, sharing with less agenda. And even 1 year you think you did something so right, as you evolve, you realize, wow, that was actually, there was actually so much more that was waiting for me to grow into. So for me, myself personally, every year I'm discovering new ways of growing my consciousness, my behavior, my certainty, and myself.
It sounds amazing that you have a marriage where you're both doing this at the same time. If someone has just finished Kabbalah 1 and is moving to Kabbalah 2 with a partner that hasn't, are there any fears that you're developing while your partner may not be?
That's a great question. I think the best way to answer that is to realize as you grow, you're not the only one growing. You actually elevate your entire surrounding. You elevate the consciousness of everyone around you. I can't tell you how many times Kabbalah 1 students have come to me and say, you know, my husband, who doesn't study Kabbalah and actually thinks it's crazy that I'm studying Kabbalah, he's changed. He's noticed a change in me and he's become more pleasant. He's become more fun to be around. He's sharing with me more. He wants to spend more time with me. Because when you are the light in a dark room, that light shines for everyone. Everyone benefits from that energy, not just you. So as we evolve and grow, we'll notice that our relationships grow as well. Our surroundings grow as well. Yes, are there those rare times where we realize that maybe I'm not in the right relationship? Now that I've grown and I'm getting out of my reactive state, that happens too sometimes. But the idea is that you were going to see that anyways several years down the line. The fact that now you're spiritual, studying Kabbalah and transforming yourself, you just got to see what you were going to see anyways many years later much quicker.